Gary, I think it's not unreasonable to say that the margin might have been rather greater today. You certainly deserve the win.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, I never like to use a sort of phrase dominant, because I think a lot of managers use it to maybe gloss over the odd performance or two. But I thought we were very good today. I thought we made it very difficult for MK Dons to get their, you know, excellent passing game going, because they're a really fluid team when they moved the ball around well. Caused us problems at their place earlier in the season. But we were really good. You know, we played on the front foot. We looked like we had a little bit of extra zip about us. I think the fact that, you know, two or three coming back into the team fresh, of our better players fresh as well, gave us a huge boost, and probably gave the rest of the players a boost. You know, the other big thing as well for me is that the last two home games, I think a week ago, 2 weeks ago, I said to the crowd, I need the crowd. I need them to help us. And do you know what? The last two home games, they've been brilliant. You know, they were full of voice today. It makes a massive difference, you know, to get 19,500 there or whatever it was, makes a huge difference for the players. And I felt as though they fed off that energy today and really, you know, really showed a lot of attacking spirit and a lot of good quality attacking play.
And all of your front four were a handful, including Viv on his first start.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit nervous first half, and I think it's symptomatic of a young player when they make their first start. I think some players go on the field and are almost unplayable, such as the energy they have, and some players, that nervous energy takes a little bit away from you. And I felt first half, I came in at half time and I just said to Viv, look, come on, it's too easy for the left back at the moment. You've got to cause him a problem. And the biggest attribute he's got lots of other good attributes, but is his pace and his running. And I felt as though he started second half, I think he closed the ball down and he opened up, and that got him going, and I think the crowd lifted with him and he got a bit of confidence. But he's going to be a top player for us, you know, and part of his learning curve is going to be how he handles the step up to starting games. But I felt he was due a start. I think he deserved a start, and he certainly contributed to the performance and to the win.
And the quality of the likes of Gleeson and Tyrrell today, when they play like that, you are a handful on this ground.
Yeah, we are. Well, the great thing for me, I always talk about, you know, we haven't got some of the individuals that some other teams have. But I don't want to take anything away from our players, because we have got some really good players. I thought Gleeson handled the ball terrifically well today. Michael gives you that bite and energy. You know, I think he's made a tackle for the goal, but was really crucial in there. You know, he's very competitive. But our front four, I thought, were really, really lively. Clayton back makes a huge difference for us. Vaughan's been excellent for the last couple of games. But Clayton is so unique. And to come back in and play as well as that after being out so long, he looked fit, he looked strong. You know, just shows that the work our medical team have done has been really good. Jacques Magoma as well, John Terrell. I thought Jacques was excellent today. You know, took his goal brilliantly well. He's chopped it, could have played it back to John on the edge of the box. And I think there was five defenders behind him. I've just seen the goal again. And as he's chopped it back again and done a little Cruyff turn, all five players have literally gone the wrong way. So it was a brilliant moment for him. And I think sums up, you know, he's very good at Sheffield Wednesday. I thought he was one of our better players there. You know, he's got that end product that we're looking for, and you know, he's done really well for us.
Of course, if it had ended 0-0, we'd have been talking a lot about the penalty that wasn't awarded in the first half. His arm's up in the air, the ball strikes it, it's knocked down by his side. Has it not been given?
Well, I just think there's a growing trend, isn't there, that if a player doesn't look at his hand when it hits it, that it almost becomes not a penalty. But for me, if that's not a penalty, I really don't know what is. His arm is up above his head, it hits his arm, it stops us having any sort of advantage, the ball going in the box. You know, and if that's the case, then a player would just jump around with his arms waving around by his side, because it makes you three times as big. So it has to be a penalty, and I think the linesman was very, very close as well to it. And I'm very surprised that they didn't give that. Fortunately, it didn't matter in the end, because I think I might have had to remonstrate slightly more with him. But you know, I mean, we should have made the game a lot easier than that. You know, but I don't think Thomas has had. I think he's had one save to make first half, very easy save. Second half, one went into his body. I think that was virtually it. And we've hit the bar, we've hit the post, we've had lots of chances, and I thought played really well.